Communists, they were coming around, they were in the air, they were on the ground, they wouldn't give me no peace. So I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, started walking off down the road. Yee-hoo. I'm a real John Bircher now. Look out, you commies. Now, we all agree with Hitler's views. Although he killed 6 million Jews, it don't matter too much if he was a fascist. At least I can't say he was a communist. That's to say, like, if you got a cold and take a shot of malaria. I was looking everywhere for them gall darn Reds. I got up in the morning, looked under my bed, looked in the kitchen behind the door, looked in the glove compartment of my car. I couldn't find them. I was looking for them Reds everywhere. Looked under the sofa, underneath every chair. Looked up a chimney hole, even looked down deep inside my toilet bowl. I got away. I was sitting home alone, I started to sweat. I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet hitting right up in the brain. Them Reds caused it. I know they did, them hardcore ones. Quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues in my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes on the American flag. Go Betsy Ross. I investigated all the books in the library, 90% of them gotta be burned away. I investigated all the people I knowed, 98% of them gotta go. The other 2% are fellow butchers. It's like me, Billy Fair. My Eisenhower, he's a Russian. By Lincoln, Jefferson, and that Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American. George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, so now I'm home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out anything. Great God.